problems in the village.
Yeah.
And issues have been raised. Everything is not this. Whatever you said is the nature, it's the way it functions. But the women, particularly in the beginning, the issue of women was brought up. But this paper has not at all test. So where are the issues being tackled or hushed up? That reality, we are not able to get from them. Apart from that,
the last comment from Jess.
I would only say that it's an observation that some of the enunciations here are rather simplistic, and I would focus upon the end, where it says that it is the honest duty of the peasant to take loans and, of course, repay. I rather think that the indigenous teaching runs contrary to this. A loan is a last resort to stop one from falling into a death trap. It is better, I mean, the traditional teaching says that it is better to undergo hardship rather than take a loan because you get caught in that trap. And also, loan taking is not looked upon with favor. The traditional teaching is, you know, there is a saying, at least in the north, that chadar ke anusaar pair phailana, as with your sheep, so you stretch your legs. So when your sheep is smaller, if some year the crops have not been good, then you see the economy squeeze on and try to cut down on expenses, manage with what you have rather than take loans. It is to be resorted only to in very dire situations rather than for things like marriages and death, the expenses of which can be expanded or contracted as per one's needs.
Thank you. Yours is the last comment.
It's not the comment.
Yeah, in the last.
I have a very precise personal question to him, not about his paper. I found his paper, is for him to really have a distance and get his own popular culture. And he who participated in the seminar at the VEC, I found that these people were also observer of our debate and discussion. I would like to hear what he thinks about our papers and debate and popular culture.
We can take some division in the same way.
मला निश्चित नाव माहित नाही पण जो प्रश्न आला असं मला समजलं की कर्जाला लोक घाबरत होती. आता कर्जाला घाबरण्याचा अलीकडचा प्रश्न यायला लागला की ज्यावेळी त्यांची जप्ती वगैरे प्रश्न जप्ती वगैरे भानगडी पुढे आल्या त्यावेळी लोक घाबरायला लागली. यापूर्वी आमच्याकडे सहकार्य असायचंच, परंतु अचानक जर तशी परिस्थिती निर्माण झाली तर अशी तरतूद होती आणि त्यावेळी या स्टेपला कुणी जात नव्हतं. आम्ही ज्यावेळी गावच्या कारभाराबद्दल काही जाणकार माणसांचा पुढारीपणा असा शब्द वापरला गेला त्यावेळी लग्न ठरवताना प्रामुख्याने एखादा ज्याची त्यावेळी लग्न करण्याची पोहोच नाही परंतु कुणाला ते योग्य वाटलं तर त्यावेळी त्याला सहकार्य म्हणून तशा पद्धतीने एक मार्ग होता.
He said in the village there is one person who is important and supposing there was a young man but he could not afford to get married. The important person would mediate and everybody would participate and see that help him out with the problem.
That's a different story. That's not alone. That's a different story.
म्हणजे गरज असेल तो वापरायला नको होता असं त्यांचं.
पवन जी धन्यवाद कुसुम और तारा जी को भी और तासे सिंह के लिए थैंक यू मोनिरा. नाउ मे आई रिक्वेस्ट अनुसुईया साहब
गुड स्क्रीनिंग रिक्वेस्ट टू मेक अ स्पेशल एफर्ट टू सी गंगानी दिस इज मोर डिफिकल्ट टू सी एंड स्पेशली नेक्स्ट डे वी हैव अ फुल स्टडी ऑफ इट. Make it a point despite the time to see if you don't get it. I'll be told.
So the contribution that I'm now presenting is based on a very brief experience of this work. I just started to work a month and a half ago. And this contribution also refers to some handbook release. I thought that I had developed in the year of my MC in the university. And that was based on the reading of the literature concerning the problem of displacement in general. I had at the moment doing some field research in a village called Chicha. I arrived in this village, as I said, 1 month ago, and I will stay there for 1 year. So for the moment, I'm only concentrating on learning the Hindi language. So this village is one of the 20 villages that have been displaced due to the construction of the Tarwa Dam. It was the first dam built in the framework of the Narmada Valley Development Project in the early 70s. So it is situated in Madhya Pradesh and in the Hoshangabad district. In this village there are about 35 houses. Most of them are from the Gom tribes, but there are also 4 or 5 houses from the Gorkha tribe. So the purpose of my stay in Chicha is to study the ways and means through which a community attempts and maybe succeeds in coping and overcoming the event of displacement, which is always, and we must say it, felt as a trauma by the one who faces it. So I have chosen this particular village because it was displaced 20, 25 years ago. A lot of time has passed, and I think we can possibly suppose that they have reconstructed a way of life, integrating the event of displacement and the changes brought by it. So in my MPhil paper, I have tried to think about the meaning of displacement. What does this event imply for the society that faces it? The second thing that I have tried to do was to analyze the various points of view concerning the displacement, and particularly the legitimity that is given by the initiators of the project of dance, which is always placed in terms of progress. So I'll start with the first question, which is what means displacement, what does displacement mean? So the first thing that is implied by the displacement, obviously, is the loss of territory. Many times I've heard people saying that this loss should be compensated by a certain amount of money. So this means that territory can be valued in monetary terms. I think the notion of territory obviously includes the physical space, the land, but it is not only that. A territory is a social space. A particular place where one lives is also the center of all series of relationships. So not only does it define the relationship between the people who are living in the same space, but it also defines the relationships with the outside world. It involves all kinds of social, economical, familial, marital, and religious relationships. And so when we're speaking about displacement, one has to consider the territory not only as a physical space, but also as a social space, and this integrated meaning of that word. And I, when reading the literature concerning displacement, I found this aspect is almost never pointed out in the literature. So then the question of displacement takes another dimension. When people are displaced, they do not only lose their land, shelter, and means of livelihood, but they also face destruction of their social structure, and they'll have to cope with that. So I take the example of the village of Chicha and explain a little bit about this particular situation. The village of Chicha was created. It didn't exist before. It was created in order to relocate two villages that were submerged. One was Datram and the other was Pibelkela. So each family was allotted 5 acres of land, some money to build a house, and a little garden to grow vegetables. And they were told to build their house on the space allotted in the new village. This meant that they could not choose for themselves how to organize the village space. They also had to deal with the people of each other's villages, and I'm sure that much of the social, religious, and political organization of both the villages must have been partial.